Chapter 33. Now, however, O Job, please hear my words, and to all my speaking do give ear. Look, please, I have to open my mouth. My tongue with my palate has to speak. My sayings are the uprightness of my heart, and knowledge is what my lips do utter sincerely. God's own spirit made me, and the Almighty's own breath proceeded to bring me to life. If you are able, make reply to me. Array words before me. Do take your station. Look, I am to the true God just what you are. From the clay I was shaped, I too. Look, no frightfulness in me will terrify you, and no pressure by me will be heavy upon you. Only you have said in my ears, and the sound of your words I kept hearing, I am pure without transgression. Clean I am, and I have no error. Look, occasions for opposition to me he finds. He takes me for an enemy of his. He puts my feet in the stocks. He watches all my paths. Look, in this you have not been in the right, I answer you. For God is much more than mortal man. Why is it against him that you contended? Because all your words he does not answer. For God speaks once and twice, though one does not regard it. In a dream, a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, during slumbers upon the bed. It is then that he uncovers the ear of men, and on exhortation to them he puts his seal, to turn aside a man from his deed, and that he may cover pride itself from an able-bodied man. He keeps his soul back from the pit, and his life from passing away by a missile. And he is actually reproved with pain upon his bed, and the quarrelling of his bones is continual. And his life certainly makes bread loathsome, and his own soul desirable food. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones that were not seen certainly grow bare. And his soul draws near to the pit, and his life to those inflicting death. If there exists for him a messenger, a spokesman, one out of a thousand, to tell to man his uprightness, then he favors him and says, Let him off from going down into the pit. I have found a ransom. Let his flesh become fresher than in youth. Let him return to the days of his youthful vigor. He will make entreaty to God that he may take pleasure in him, and he will see his face with joyful shouting. And he will restore his righteousness to mortal man. He will sing to men and say, I have sinned, and what is upright I have perverted, and it certainly was not the proper thing for me. He has redeemed my soul from passing into the pit, and my life itself will see the light. Look, all these things God performs. Two times, three times, in the case of an able-bodied man, to turn his soul back from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of those living. Pay attention, O Job. Listen to me. Keep silent, and I myself shall continue speaking. If there are any words to say, make reply to me. Speak, for I have taken delight in your righteousness. If there are none, you yourself listen to me. Keep silent. And I shall teach you wisdom.